This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Secretary of State Colin Powell travels today to New York to meet with United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan. They will discuss what Annan calls an unprecedented global catastrophe. Estimates keep rising for the number killed in Sunday's tsunami in South Asia, and so do the estimates of the cost of aid and reconstruction. Numerous coastal towns and villages in Indonesia and Sri Lanka were simply wiped off the map. The east coast of India was also hard hit, and that's where we found reporter Laura Womack. She's been touring the coastal areas of India's Tamil Nadu state, and she joins us now. Laura, where are you?
I am in a small town called Parangapatay. I am actually in the hospital. You can probably hear the doctors and nurses milling around behind me. I've been on a tour of the efforts to deal with the health problems of the population that survived. And we've ended up here at a very small medical facility. It's somewhere between the village effort, which is a bunch of medicine spread out on a bench on a village corner and being dispensed to local people who are having respiratory problems or cuts and bruises or even nightmares. And the other end of it would be a hospital for the very severe cases. These are sort of the mid-level cases of people who have serious enough injuries that they can't be released to go home yet, but they don't need the specialty care of a major hospital.
Sounds crowded.
It's very crowded. This facility has about 69 people in it. There are also right now a number of doctors and nurses. So, I think actually the 69 number of patients represents a relatively low number.
You have to assume that some of the people who are in that hospital may have lost relatives. They're grieving, even though they're fortunate to have survived. What are some of the stories that you're hearing as you move around?
Well, there are definitely people who are looking unhappy, very sad, depressed. The hospital is working initially with their physical ailments, but there's also a psychiatrist here who says that in the next couple of days they plan to do a study and deal with their psychological problems. So the area is very well aware of that problem as well, and there will be some grief counseling. And in fact, at the village level, I was talking with a doctor who is dispensing medicine on the street corner, and she said that along with the medicine, they're giving out hugs and telling the people that it'll be okay, that they're there for them, and, you know, they've had a very positive response to that. This woman was telling me that a young child came up to her and said, "You are my mother." So there are some very touching stories here, and you can see actually even the medical workers are being emotionally affected by the cases that they're seeing and the interaction they're having with their patients.
Laura, international authorities have been warning that it's possible that the death toll could double because of disease in the coming days. What do medical workers on the front lines, in effect, where you are, say about that?
Well, they're very positive in their assessments. In this particular area, this is the area of Cuddalore, which is one of the worst areas in Tamil Nadu, not as bad as Nagapattinam in the south and Kanyakumari. But the officials here have been extremely aggressive on those levels, and that was one of the reasons why you saw a couple of days ago the mass burial. I've asked them about the diseases they're seeing. They say that there's no sign of cholera.
It's a gigantic story. We're covering it spot by spot, and reporter Laura Womack is in one small medical facility in a village in India's Tamil Nadu state. Laura, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.